Welcome back to the Home Care and Assisted Living Business Series Podcast, and I'm your host, Alan Chaney. Today, we're going to discuss what I call the Millionaire X Factor, similar to like some of the ideas and, some of the things that Grant Cardone talks about in the 10X Rule, and some other marketing stuff that you hear about coming out of Silicon Valley, what they call growth marketing. The X Factor to me is... the definition is the X factor, a variable in any given situation that could have the most significant impact on the outcome. So what is going to have the most significant impact on your outcome in your new business, whether it's the home care service or assisted living? I'm going to talk a little bit more about the home care on this one, because in home care, it's a much more competitive environment. And you have to do a lot more activity. You have to be a lot more active to gain clients, create momentum, and kind of compound your efforts. There has to be a lot of, it has to be almost an unprecedented amount of action taken, for you to create some real momentum in your home care service. A lot of times I get phone calls from, people who bought the program or been in, seen some of the material online or, some of the free stuff we have on YouTube and, now the podcast and just on stuff we be doing on the internet as far as like Facebook, like lives and just stuff that I be sharing, all my content pretty much. They come to me and say, I've did this, I got my company up and running. We're able to do business, but we're just having a hard time getting clients. We're having a hard time scaling. We're having a hard time growing. And I've always been pushing people towards the 10X rule, Grant Cardone, and just that whole idea. I never really broke it down on my platforms or anything that I'm saying. I always kind of just sent people to that book because that book gave me so much of what I needed to understand what it really takes to grow your business and to create long lasting momentum. So like similar to the 10X rule in growth marketing, you have to become basically a new type of person. You have to be willing to work, 14 hour days at some points. If you have a full-time job and you don't have, the freedom to work during the day, you have to squeeze these hours in. There's no way that it's going to get done if there's no one putting the hours in. If you have a little capital up front where you can hire, and we'll get to that later, is like what you should be paying in the beginning for like assistants to do really basic work. And, either virtual assistants and local assistants, somebody who's actually working with you in your office. We'll talk about that a little later. But there has to be someone in your business putting these hours in every day. There has to be a schedule. There has to be a routine. There has to be systems in place for you to make a serious, long-lasting impact with serious momentum and compounding your efforts. So what are some of the ideas and things that we've done and continue to do to keep our phone ringing? Because at the end of the day, it's about making your phone ring. That's it. And people calling in looking for service. If your phone's not ringing, you're not in business. You can't passively make a serious impact in this business or in any business. You can't say, it's like, for instance, I get a call from one of the most recent calls from a client who's been around for a while. And she was just struggling with her whole pro, like, she has her company, but she's having like, she gets a client here, a client there, a client here, a client there. And it's like, it's not really going anywhere. It's just like, she's just, she's just running in place, walking in place. And I said, what's your program? What's your system? What's your marketing strategy? Talk to me. What you doing every day? What you doing every week? What you doing every month? Oh, I go out, sometimes here, sometimes there. And then as soon as I start hearing that, if I don't hear, I want to hear actual numbers. I want to hear actual systems. I want to hear how many calls going out a day, how many signs going out a week, how many emails going out a day, how many visits is happening during the week, how many pieces of mail is going out every week, how many times you posting on social media, how many business events did you attend this week, or how many are you attending each week, how many cars did you get from people who have potential to be referral sources at those meetings? How many lunches did you set up after those meetings? How many people did you follow up and actually have sit down meetings with and create a value add system with them to, you know, to share each other's resources and network, and you know, you giving, you know, y'all creating some type of win-win situation. How many times did that happen? How many ads are you running on Facebook, social media, Google ads? Like, how much you spending a day on that? How many ad marketing, how many times did you post on social this week or today? Did you post one time this week or did you post 30 times today? You know, like, I need to see the numbers. And if you're telling me, oh, I only put out 5 signs, we put out 10 signs, and like, signs aren't for everybody, like the banner signs with affordable, what I put on there, affordable elder care with a phone number. Those signs are for everybody, but if you can get them off, put them out, you know, use those. How many calls are you making? Oh, we only made, I called a couple people. I didn't get no response. So I just kind of just let it go. I didn't really follow up with anybody. I didn't call. How many emails did you send? Oh, I didn't send any emails. Did you create a newsletter? Are you sending out paper mail? Are you sending out information to all the top referral sources in your market? How many offices did you visit? How many decision makers did you meet with or schedule a meeting with, have an email exchange with? How many people did you talk to that are potential referral sources? How many pieces of direct mail did you send out? So this is the questions that I'm asking them. And I mean, I don't let it get that far to where though, like if they didn't do one, downtown today did none of it. But what I'm saying is these are the things that I'm expecting that I need to hear from you when you're telling me that you're not getting any clients. There has to be a system in place. There has to be a schedule in place. There has to be a routine in place. And there has to be a team in place, making sure all of this stuff is happening. And in the very beginning of your company, it's going to be just you. A lot of time, it's just going to be you and somebody who really cares about you, who wants to do it and just want to see you win. And then sometimes it might not even be that person. It might just be you trying to figure out how to make, you know, all these calls. I'm going to get into the numbers in a minute. But like the exact amount of numbers, I would say as a minimum to build some real momentum and becoming and creating what I call the millionaire X factor in your company. You know, so you can start getting to this plan, idea and strategy is based on getting 25 clients a month at a minimum of $800 per client paying a month. And you know, that's like 200 a week per client, 25 clients paying 800 a month, 200 a week for 12 months. That's about $250,000. That's about $250,000. So you need 25 clients. So you say 25 clients, that seems like a lot, but it's not really. Or $800 a month, that seems like a lot. It's not really. That's part time. That's like if they only getting 4 hours a week or something simple like that. I mean, 4 hours a day, 4 or 5 days a week. You know, that's a part time client. These are like real conservative numbers that I'm giving you guys here. But I'm trying to get you to get to the $1 million mindset and functionality to understand that with passive energy and passive efforts, that's the word I'm looking for. Passive efforts will create create no impact. You have to go out here and have like unprecedented amounts of action taken in your market to where as though you're everywhere and people are like, okay, I get it. This is the new, this is what's happening. This is the person that I need to be talking to about home care. This person is serious. They're an expert. They know what they're talking about. They're in my face. They're all over my community. We're getting emails from them. We're getting mail from them. We're getting faxes from them. You know, they're serious. And this is what it's going to take. And you have to do this throughout your whole community. And sometimes we live in, I know different areas we live in, you know, our populations are different. So when you're in, say you're in a smaller population, see like my marketplace, there's millions of people around me because I'm in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. So I have a huge market. So I don't have to go 5-10 counties around me. Well, I go 5, but I don't have to go anything beyond 5 to make a nice impact in a marketplace where I got caregivers who can travel there. And, you know, it's consistent with our office in our region that we want to serve. But that doesn't mean we still don't do these same numbers because we have to be relevant and create the same impact. But if your county or your city is small and the numbers aren't there, the population isn't big enough, you have to broaden your net. And I mean, I don't know what to do if you like in a seriously rural environment where it's like a house every mile, then that's going to be like extremely hard. You need to go find a more populous area to do your marketing and to really try to build your business in a more populous community, because the seniors are there. It's just a matter of us getting out in the community and making ourselves known. And if you can't, you know, if you can't get enough, at least potential referral sources in your current county, city, area, go to I like to say the five surrounding counties around me. You know, that should give you what you need. If that says enough because of your population or whatever, go seven counties and just, you know, it may seem like a big area, but you have to do what you got to do if you're in those different, you know, those more spread out environments. But anyway, the program that I would suggest you getting on if you're trying to, you know, go from, you know, one client here, there, you get a referral every now and then, your phone rings every now and then, you get some kind of email every now and then. The program that I would suggest getting into is what I'm about to explain. And the first thing that I would suggest doing is getting 250 signs going out every week. And if you can never do all 250 in one county, make sure you spreading them out in per county. You only doing like 25 per count, 125 per county. With that, you know, I'm gonna damn near guarantee if you do 250 signs a week for 1 month, and it's gonna take some investment. And I'm just getting this out the way because this is like the most expensive way, but it's going to give you the highest return on your investment is the signs. You do 250 a week, so that's 1,000 a month. I guarantee you're going to get no less than 25-30 calls, no less. And out of those 25-30 calls, you're going to probably get 5 clients, guaranteed. Because I'm going to tell you something about yard signs and bandit signs or whatever you call them in your community. I know you've seen them. The We Buy House signs, We Fix Computer signs. The same signs, it just says affordable elder care with your phone number on there. And the people who call those signs, they're not regular leads. They're not window shoppers. They're not just calling around because they think mom is going to need some help in 6 months, or we think, you know, dad is going to, you know, he's kind of declining and we might need some help at some point. So we're just going to start shopping around, casually shopping around. These are not those kind of people. The people who call yard signs for anything, if you call a yard sign, you desperate. You know what I mean? It's just like a real low budget way to market, but it's also a really desperate way to find services, I feel like. Because if I need something, I'm going to go to Google. I'm going to do some research. I'm going to, you know, check some reviews and all that stuff. And all that thing, all of that is coming as well. But when it comes to these yard signs, there has to, the people who call it, they need service immediately. This isn't something that they're passively thinking about. They're really struggling. They're having trouble. They can't go to work. You know, they're not. You know, mom's has fallen or something. Dad is, you know, wandering. You know, they can't get no sleep. It's something going on in their life right now that they need quick services for. They need real help real quick. So that's why the signs work so good. Because the type of people who call them are mostly very desperate. So 250 yard signs a week, that's 1,000 a month. I can almost guarantee you 30 to 40 calls, 20 to 30, maybe even 40 calls in that month. Never put more than 100 in that county, in the same county per week. And so you want to spread them out as much as you can. Try to, you know, like I said, five, six counties, wherever you are. But like I said, I don't want you to put more than 125 per county because I don't want you to get in any trouble. 100 signs in one county, that's not no big deal because they're spread out decently and they're not all, you know, they're not, everybody's not seeing them all in one place. They're kind of spread out through a county. Most counties are pretty large. So going to the next thing, 250 calls a day. sounds like a lot of calls. And if you have a full-time job, that's a lot of calls, and you're not going to be able to do it during business hours. So what do? You got to think about building a team, a schedule, a system, and we'll talk about that later. But 250 calls need to be going out. Who are these calls going out to? Top referral sources first, and then we just kind of break it down to different layers of people who you want to be calling. So like you started with the highest impact referral sources, and then you just go down, and then you go into the community, you know, each one of your counties and get all these different names and stuff like that. But who you making these calls to are the top referral sources and the people in the community who deal with seniors on a day-to-day basis on any level, from nonprofit organizations to rehab centers to adult daycare centers to Meals on Wheels type style programs, from anybody who you can think of. And we have a great list that can potentially send you client leads, so potential referral sources. Same thing. It should be at least 250 calls going out a day. That's a lot of calls. Okay, boom. That's why you need a team, a system, and a schedule. Emails, same thing. See, emails are a little different because you can scale emails pretty quickly. You can send out 250 emails a day with one email. You know, if you get a system like MailChimp or, you know, Constant Contact, something like that. I would start with MailChimp because it's free for up to 2,000 subscribers, 2,000 contacts. So you could start with MailChimp.com and get a free email account where you could customize it, put your logos and your offers and all kind of different things. MailChimp is amazing from all the things that you could do that they let you do for free with email. So 250 emails should be going out every day out of your office to, again, people you made contacts with, people you haven't contacted, follow-ups, just different emails need to be going out. And I said you can scale this stuff by using a email suite that allows you to send out, you know, 1,500 emails at one time and, you know, edit, you know, use like, you know, it's going to 250 people saying the same thing, but it's addressed to them. It like has their name and it's personalized and stuff like that, like through Mail Merge. But it's real simple on these different platforms like MailChimp. So 250 emails should be going out a day. 100 office visits a week. You should be visiting at least 100 offices a week. Obviously, again, this is what I'm saying. A lot of this stuff, it can't be done by just one individual. And you can't expect to take your company to the $1 million level. And this program right here is like $250,000. This is 240K, 25 clients a month at $800 a month profit per client. And these are just rough round numbers. Obviously, you can have other expenses and things like that. But to generate the revenue, we're just talking about generating that revenue, $250,000. So in 4 years, you know, you should be at $1 million, at least in revenue generated. So you've created enough compounded momentum and long lasting momentum in your company. So, you know, you can stay on this page, and this is a good page to stay on. It's a good program to stay on, and you want to keep it and grow it as best you can. But I know without results, it's going to be hard to stay, you know, get to this place where you could do all of this stuff. But once you get there, keep it and build on it and make it stronger. Never go less because money's coming in now. Like, start doing so. Like, I know where I left off office visits. So let me finish that up. Never, you need to be doing at least 100 office visits too. And again, to all these same people who we talked about, we're going to be making phone calls to, and we're going to be sending emails to. We also want to try to get in as many office visits as we can each week. And again, it's a schedule. How many, you know, do you hire some? You got to hire somebody, some help, build a team, volunteers, assistants, stuff like that. We'll talk about that in a minute. Interns and free intern programs and volunteers to get people to do a lot of stuff for free or just for small incentives and things like that. College students, stuff like that. But you want to be making these office visits. And, you know, like I was kind of touching on just a second ago, what can happen? You'll start getting some momentum. you start making some money. Oh, you, because you didn't say, okay, we didn't did all, we didn't had an awesome month. We didn't did all our sales. We didn't made all our calls. We didn't did all our emails, and now we got 3-4 clients. Now we got some money. Don't not continue to do the program because you feel like, okay, now I don't have to do this anymore because we got a few clients. No. Your the first dollars that you start to get, the first money that you start to make goes to your team. It goes right back into your business. You building your system, you building your team, and that money, that any money that you making in the first year or two, to, because you ain't, just think about it, you didn't need the money before you got it. You know what I mean? Because it was no money coming in. So just keep living your lifestyle. Don't change your lifestyle. Don't try to buy a new car, more expensive car, get a bigger place, none of that. Put all that income back into the business to build your team. And don't be afraid to, like, spend everything on your team. It's nothing. It's the best thing you can do if you can't do nothing else is spend money on marketing and on the people to generate sales. Like, it don't have to be any money left over for you, because what they're doing is they're building your business. You know, they're putting your company out there into the world, and it's gaining momentum, and it's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. If you made, you know, if you get 2-3 clients on that first, this first major push, you know, and you start making, like I said, on an average $800 a month per client, that's a nice amount of income coming in now that you didn't have the month before. Let's do it again. You know, now we really rolling, and you keep doing it, and you keep doing it. This is how it works. This is how you build it. This is how you take it to the next level. So that after the office visits, I want to see 500 pieces of direct mail going out a week. What does that look like? Newsletters, just basic letters with, you know, something you wrote up to different referral sources, you know, to for different people. You know, you're going to say different things to different people for facilities and, you know, doctor's offices. You're going to say something different than if you're talking to, you know, business owners and salons or places like that. You know, you're going to have different offers, different proposals, different ideas on way that you could do business with them. But you're still sending your information. You're sending a nice letter, well drawn up letter. You're sending a, even at this point, you could be sending a newsletter, a brochure, a business card. And this is another reason, another way that you could follow up. Hey, I sent a piece of mail. Did you know, I'm calling to just make sure such and such got it. Went to this person, blah, 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 in the organization, in the office, in the company, in the business. Did they get the piece of mail? Boom. Yes, no, whatever. That just gives you another excuse to call them and follow up and check in on what you got going on. 500 direct mail pieces a week. That can get expensive. You know, just with the mail and the paper printing, you have to learn how to, you know, manage your marketing funds and do things very smart. So Office Depot has a program where you can get prints for very, very cheap. It's a card from ACN that we use for Office Depot. I think black and white is like less than a penny. It's like a half a penny, or like it's something really, really like, so if I get like 1,000 papers printed up, it's only like $2 or something crazy. So you have to get things like that. The actual card is like $400 a year. I only know, I think it's like $400 one time payment from a company called ACN. And I don't know if it's still in existence, but I know the card still works. The company still offers that. I don't know, ACN, but the card still works. So we can still take it in there. You know, I mean, it's a lifetime program. I mean, from we've been using it for years now to go get all our direct mail printed up at Office Depot for very low rates. So you think about, you start saying, who's going to handwrite 500 letters and, you know, do all that? You got to learn how to use Mail Merge, different programs on your computer that comes most with all computers is Mail Merge. I think it's on Publisher where you got to use it. We don't do it anymore in-house. Again, this is another thing that we can get done at Office Depot. We could take our, you know, whatever our list of addresses, we could get them in an Excel spreadsheet, because obviously when you're building your referral source, building your referral sources, I'm telling you, when I explain this and I talk about meaningful relationship developments, you're creating everything. All your contacts is going into a spreadsheet. So if you have someone either in your office or yourself or a virtual assistant building this list out, they're putting the addresses in this spreadsheet. So you could just take this spreadsheet, this Excel spreadsheet, into Office Depot, and they're going to put, you know, we got a 1,500 addresses. I need 1,500 addresses addressed to these people. And then it's going to have their names and everything. You know, it's this is 2020, bro. This is not a big deal. So you take the information, they put it on the envelopes. Same thing with the letters. Each letter gonna have a different name on it. You know, it's gonna say the same thing, but it's gonna in different parts of it, like in the dear such and such. It's all mail merged. The addresses, it's all mail merged. So it's addressed to it's they pretty much a lot of times it's saying the same thing, but it's addressed to the person that's getting it. So get to the point where you're sending out 500 pieces of direct mail a week. And I'm not saying we just sending this stuff out to anybody. This isn't no mass marketing, you know, slinging mud on the wall to see whatever sticks. This is not that type, but these are targeted lists to either clients, past clients, or who are our favorite past clients, client, current clients and past clients are your top salespeople. Are your top people that you can just going to tell people about your business if you provide a great service. The next is people that we've met through different business networking events, and then obviously your referral sources. So we want at least 500 pieces of direct mail going out, and I already kind of discussed what should be in there. It could be brochures, business card, it could be a newsletter, and things of that nature. And then like a nice drawn up letter, something they could read. It looks, you know, it looks like personalized with the signature and everything at the bottom. So that's what you should be worried about as far as direct mail every week. And then the next thing, 5 business networking events a month with 30 real follow-ups and lunch meetings. What does that mean? 5 networking events a month. Again, this depends on what type of city or community you live in. Some communities you could find one every night, and that's like my area, like DC. I can get to Baltimore in 20 minutes, and I can get to DC in 25 minutes. So I'm like right in the middle of two great areas full of millions and millions of people that are talking about business every day, networking, and they're creating them. Like it's so many business events that it's like mind numbing sometimes. It's like, Where do I even start? But where you want to start are the places that, you know, you feel like that are going to give you the most return on your investments. So you want to go to places that, so they have like nurse events. People who are in the medical industry go to these places. Social workers go to these places to network and do different things for they can develop their businesses and some of the ideas that they're working on. Nurses are great sources for accessing different people in the home care senior industry, especially if they have like geriatric stuff going on with these events. All the senior events where they talk about they deal with senior care or senior anything that relates to elders and may tie into business some kind of way. You'll find these events on meetup.com. Lawyers have social events, you know, Rotary clubs. The chambers of commerce in your community. You want to join these organizations and start networking. And when I say networking, and see like the old style of networking where, you know, I used to just go there, meet all these people, say hi, we have all these great conversations, networking, moving around the room, shaking hands, getting to know, listening to everybody's story, listening to everybody's pitch. But it has to be a purpose. Again, if we doing this program where you trying to get all of this stuff knocked in, you want to make sure that every minute you spend is going to have some value, some return on that minute. So when you in there talking to these people, you're trying to figure out, okay, who is the best people that I want to follow up with in real life and, you know, build a real relationship with. Accountants, lawyers, you know, people who estate planners, people like this, people who own, they're doing a lot of that stuff now where they're, you know, reselling like the families that take their stuff to these resale people and they sell their stuff like the it's almost like the Goodwill, but people do it in a higher scale. And it's like all of these different people that you could run into at these events and you just want to start making developing real relationships with them. And what I want you to do is to start, once you go into these events, get their business cards, people who stick out to you, like, oh yeah, this is a person who definitely I feel like can become a referral source, and there's some value that I can probably add to them. If you can't provide any other value, cash is always value. I pay for referral source. I pay for referrals. We pay $500 per client that you send us that closes. So there's always some value to be exchanged. If you're going to 5 business networking events a month, you should be meeting, I don't know, 10, 15 people. You know, there's potentially good people to deal with. To, you know, start set meeting lunch, you know, meeting for lunch. One of the things that I read about, you know, about 10 years ago about you never eat lunch alone. Millionaires never eat alone. Because guess what? When you're sitting there at lunch, you're getting to know somebody. You're building a relationship. You know, y'all set some time apart. And you're really sitting down, figuring out ways to help each other. And this is just a great way. You're going to have lunch anyway, especially if you have a full-time job. You're going to have lunch anyway. Never eat lunch alone. You know, I put, you know, 30 real follow-ups, you know, based on those 5 meetings a week. Or 5 business one meeting, 1 or 2 a week, but we trying to get at least 5 out the month to where you can meet at least 30 good people a month that potentially you could put into your system as potential referral sources. But I want you to have real, set up real lunch meetings with these people. So after that, the business networking events, and after, you know, the next thing that we're going to discuss here is targeted Facebook ads. $50 a day is what I suggest as a beginner's budget. Again, I know everybody's coming in at different levels. The minimum you could do, I think, is $5 a day. And if that's what you could do, do that. But don't do nothing. Like, don't not do anything because you can't do 50 or whatever amount a day. Do something. Create ads that target. These aren't just blanket ads that's going to just anybody. We're targeting the eldest sisters in the family, which is usually the decision makers. That's the ad. That's who our ads are directed towards. So it's 65 and older, elder, you know, the sisters. We're looking for the eldest sisters in the community. What do women 65 and older look at on the internet? What does that target look like? What does that market look like? So we start using these different terms, and they call them AdWords or tags to target these people in our geographic area. You're not targeting these people all over the United States. You're targeting them in your 5 counties. You can put either a ratio or zip codes or, you know, the actual names of the areas, but these ads are highly targeted, highly specific ads targeted at only specific people. We like to target women over 65 that, you know, do certain things that upper middle class women do, like day spas. They get a lot of surgery to their eye, with the eye surgery, the crow's nest. So like all of these, like the crow's fingers or whatever on their eyes, like the places that do these plastic surgery things. Like we go into like Martha Stewart, Oprah. Like, see, these are some of the terms that we're playing with to get the highest rate of return and put our ads right in front of these people who are interested in these things. I hope that's not too complicated, but that's how ads find you. Ads find you on Facebook based on the things that you look for in your phone, things that you talk to around your phone, because your phone is listening to the things that you like. And then have you ever been talking about some headphones or talking about a watch, and then you look on your phone, it's an ad for a watch on your phone? That's because your phone has a microphone that's connected to the Facebook marketing programs that's built in when you download the app, and they're listening so they can better market to you. I hope that doesn't like freak anybody out, but it's been going on for years. So we try to use the same technology. I mean, we try to leverage the technology to our benefit by just putting the same, you know, just learning our, you want to learn your target market, your target client the most as you can, based on geography, the demographic, their age group, interests, and things like that. So when you're building your target, when you're building your ads, you'll get a lot of tools, and it's a lot of helpful tools on Facebook ads, ad manager, when you create the account. So even on Instagram and stuff like that, you know, because Facebook on Instagram, so they kind of cross promote your ads on Facebook and Instagram. And believe it or not, don't think that these women 65 and up, 55 and up are not on Facebook. If you are not on Instagram, if you think that, you're crazy, you're out of touch, you don't know what's going on, because they're on there just as much as you. I just seen a report that seniors are on Facebook and Instagram just as much as kids are, just as much, and even more in some cases. So don't fool yourself thinking like, oh, you know, my grandmother ain't grandma on the gram, bruh. You know, and they looking. If they, you know what I mean, if they hip and they not like super, super duper old, they on it. Like 55, 60, they on it. Less like everybody else. So learn how to create targeted Facebook ads. 500 a day. I mean, $50 a day. I'm sorry, 500 a day. 50 a day. I don't know why I be talking fast, because I feel like I got like a time limit. But $50 a day, target Facebook ads. Just come up with a great target, and you know, then you test. But I really suggest you guys read everything that Facebook has on their platform, because they basically teach you how to use it and get the highest results. I overlooked it in the beginning, but I went back and I really learned some great stuff. And because I've been running ads for some time now, I have my own Facebook manager, ad manager, like a human being that works at Facebook that calls me, that tells me different things, or, you know, she don't call me often. Like if we have a call set up, but it's more about email. She's just telling me different things, or because she can see my ad account. She'd be like, oh, you're doing this. Why don't you try that? If you could do this, you're trying that, you know, stuff like that. So Facebook has a really good program for their marketing machine, because basically it's free to us to get on there, but their whole money, their business is ads. So they're really helpful when you start spending money with them. The last thing I would suggest doing in this strategy, this the millionaire X factor strategy that's going to help you grow your company and build your company to a 25 client, $800 a month home care service, 12 months out of the year, and generate a quarter million a year, is this is the last thing that I'm going to talk about, is 30 social media posts a day. Posting 30 times a day. That's five times almost every hour for six hours, correct? So it's not hard. Most people do it anyway. You know, just messing around. But do it on your business pages, do it on your Instagram business page, do it on your Facebook personal page and your Facebook business page, your LinkedIn business page and your personal LinkedIn page, your Medium account. You know, you can get a Medium account. It's another form of social media, but it's basically text. It's like articles you can write about your company, about, you know, content that brings in people who are interested in senior care or who need senior care, and problems that we can solve, and, you know, value add information that to the senior community. We post on Medium. You got Pinterest, you got YouTube, and you got Twitter. When you say, oh man, 30 times a day, that's nothing. You know, it's some companies out there that's posting 50, 60 times, 100 times a day on social media. So get to the place where you're at least posting 30 times a day. What are you posting? Different things. Like I said, value add content. You could post like funny pictures, jokes, comments, was it quotes? Everybody's using quotes now. Just different, but the things that are relevant to home care, senior care, caring for the caregivers, the family caregivers, things like that. Those are other people who really need our information. People who are taking care of not the paid caregivers, but the family caregivers who just doing it because they have to. Talk to them. And where do you get your content? It's so much information out there on the internet. Like, I use Google Alerts to get information to me so I can kind of go through all the different articles. I got senior care, seniors, elders, you know, caregivers. Like, I got all these Google Alerts that come to a specific email. So I always got great content to share. And then also, when I read it, I get my own ideas so I can, you know, put my spin on it and rewrite it or reshare it, but with my ideas and my thoughts on that specific post or you know, that post a different or that specific article. So that's how you get the information. And then you just, you know, from doing the business, you'll begin to see and learn different things and be able to add different values. And as you educate yourself and become an expert in different things. And we talk about how to do that in different, in another podcast, when I was talking about, specialty programs, becoming a, you know, an expert, positioning yourself as an expert in your marketplace, through specialty programs. So, yeah. Signs, calls, emails, visits, direct mail, business events, networking, posting on social media, schedule at a rate that's going to make a difference, a needle moving rate. You can't make one phone call. You can't put out one sign. You can't send out two emails. You can't make one office visit. You can't send out five pieces of mail. You can't meet one new person. It's a rule they call the 3 feet rule. Every time, this is something just real quick I just thought about. Every time you're within 3 feet of another human being, they should know about home care, have your card, know your name, and know what you do. Every day throughout your life, for the rest of your life, you should be enacting the 3 feet rule. Every time somebody's within 3 feet of you, you're giving them your card, you're introducing yourself, you're telling them about your business, and you'll be so surprised how many times that will convert into some kind of business or just something that, you know, you might just create a new relationship and create and find a new friend. So that's it. The goal here is to get to a place where you got at minimum 25 clients, 25 paying clients. At minimum. So like, you got to remember, I'm saying at minimum, part-time, they're only getting part-time service. The minimum amount of service that you can get from my company is 20 hours a week. So they probably, and that usually comes as 5 hours for 4 days, or somebody's getting 4 hours for 5 days. And that's the least you can get from our company. We're trying to change a little bit. Oh, then we have express care, but we'll talk about that later. That's 2 hours for a specific, fee. It's not hourly, it's just 2 hours block time for a specific fee. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about 25 clients is us at least part-time. So now, if you got 25 clients, some of these clients aren't going to be part-time. So this number could change dramatically. Some of these clients are going to convert into full-time. They're going to get more hours eventually. Most people only start out with part-time because they don't really know what to expect. But when they get a caregiver in there, it's like you, like if you're, if you never had like a maid or something, and then, or like, you know, a new mom with a nanny, and she never had a maid, she's been doing this stuff her whole life. She's not going to her third kid, and she's just like going crazy. And then finally she get a nanny. She's going to be like in heaven, because she's going to see this lady. She's still changing diapers. All you got to do is just be fun mom. And this nanny is doing everything else. So you could kind of focus on your relationship with your child. You ain't got to cook, clean, you know, go to the store, do this, and that, you know, diaper, not even diaper sometimes these nannies do. So, so it's the same thing for them. Once they get a caregiver, it's like they feel like they got a servant. And I'm not saying in a negative way, like they be so happy that somebody's in their house helping them. Somebody's helping them with the housekeeping. Somebody's helping them with the laundry. Somebody's helping them keeping mom from falling. Mom's getting her meds on time. Mom's gaining weight. Mom's feeling better. Mom's this. So now you can focus on the family member can actually focus on the relationship, and they're not so stressed out about all the things their parent needs, the doctor's appointments, all the different stuff that's going on. They can appreciate their loved one better now because they're not stressed out. And the loved one, the mom, even though it's a hard thing to say, is no longer a burden. It's a relationship. And because of that, I'm saying all that to say, they will get more hours. They can be like, shit, can you come with us? They'd be like, can you come? Do you got a caregiver that could take us to go to Florida with us? We going on a vacation. We want to mom. We do all of that. We, you know, we got caregivers that take their, you know, we send them to the beach with the parent. They jump on a plane and go across the country. And the families pay for it because once you get a caregiver, a good caregiver, they are in love, you know, and when a family and the caregivers bond like that, the agency just, you know, you benefit. It's just a great thing to do. It's a great matchmaking opportunity, and it just a, it's a, it's a feel, it's a, it's a, it's a, it's a lot of fulfillment there when you see a family that's struggling to take care of their loved one, and then we step in and we give them peace back, we give them freedom back, and now they can do different things, and you just see the relief on their faces, and you know, it's a lot that you get back from that. So, you know, as a business owner, you know, you know we definitely in it for the money. Like, I'm an entrepreneur. I can't win if I'm not making money. So it has to make sense, but it also has to make an impact and change lives and help people. And we see it every day from the caregivers that we hire and the families that we serve. So that's the goal, 25 clients at bare minimum of 200 a week, which should be like a profit of like 800 a month for your minimum requirement. And again, you can have mid-range, like above the minimum, you know, like six, you know, they might be getting like 60 hours a week. Then, you know, I mean like 40 hours a week, 60 hours a week. They might have live-ins. Like within these 25 clients, you're going to be mixed in with a whole bunch of different type of clients at different levels. So the money could be a lot more. So this is just like me just giving you like the base conservative amount for 25 clients at a minimum of 20 hours a week. So, you have to be ready and willing to become extraordinary by putting these hours in, or putting a system in place where these hours could be put in. You have to create a presence in your marketplace. You cannot create a presence and dominate a market if you're not in the marketplace, if nobody knows you exist. Obscurity is the major reason why most companies fail. Obscurity means no one knows you exist. So you have to get out here. You have to make yourself known. You have to be willing to put these hours in and set these systems up, set these programs up, you know, get on a schedule and build a team. How do you build the systems? The systems are everything that I just explained. From step A to completion, sign step A to completion, call step A to completion, email step A to completion. So like each one of these tasks that we're talking about, and then once you get to do it, you're going to find your own little nuanced ways. There's a whole bunch of little nuances in doing it that you're going to figure out and make it better and smarter and faster and cleaner for your business. Like no company is going to do anything the same. And you always want to be optimizing. You always want to be looking for, can I do this? Can I do this smarter, faster, better without compromising the actual result? Like that's what you want to constantly be doing, is optimizing. So hire a virtual assistant. In the beginning, hire a virtual assistant. You could get a virtual assistant right now on freelancer.com for $4 an hour, working 40 hours a week for $160. Do you know how much things you can get done on the internet in 40 hours? And when I talk about like when I didn't even mention this, when social media, they can go into the they have certain applications or software programs, apps, what you can schedule all your social media. So if I want 30 social media posts going out every day, that doesn't mean I have to sit there. I should have explained that earlier. I don't have to sit there and put all of these posts out every day. You could create through like what's it called? Hootsuite is just one of the softwares. That's the one I use that puts my information out there every hour. It's scheduled. You can have your virtual assistant schedule your whole month's worth of social media. This is one aspect of the program that I just talked about. He could put, you know, the whole month coming out every couple hours a piece of content is rolling out to all of your social media, and he sets it up. It might take him 5 hours to set it up, and now your whole month of $30 posts a day for a month is going out, you know, and you didn't pay him. He didn't did it in 4 hours. He didn't set it up in 4 hours. Once you explain to him what you need, give him the content, y'all figure it out. He does it in 4 hours. You know what I mean? That's $16. You didn't pay him $16 to do that. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, it's that simple. And then it's just like so many other things when it comes to like your website optimization, posting blog. And this is all back, goes back to the content. that you posting. They can do this stuff. They can find your referral sources. They can go into, you can give them a city. You can give them your zip code, and you can tell them, like, I want every nursing home address, every assisted living address, every adult daycare address, every home health care service address, everybody in that market, I want their address, I want their order information. And you could give him a radius. Like, I want all of this in a 10-mile radius of my office, or 20-mile radius, or 30-mile radius of my office. They can go in there and do that. This is what they do. These people are Indians. They're very, very much more highly skilled when it comes to this stuff than we are, because we didn't train in it. They go to school for it. They're just in a different market. So the money, the exchange rate is different. We benefit from it because we had the stronger currency, and we just taking advantage of that. We're not paying them any less than what they're making over there. This is what they're offering, and this is what they're asking for on the websites like Freelancer and Fiverr and stuff like that. Go use the Odesk, things like that. Go use these platforms to grow your business and leverage your company up into this next level. You can't, and it's like, you spent $160. What's the last $160 you spent it on? Especially this coming, you know, out of the Christmas time. You feel me? That's 40 hours worth of labor you could have put into your company, and you could have probably, you know, got two or three clients and made $160 a day off a client. You see what I mean? So it's like, you know, I know, and that's the reason why I'm doing this. I want to give y'all the information that I have so you guys can go into the marketplace, kick some ass, get some results, and come back and tell people that you did it and it works. Another thing that you could get, that's the virtual assistant. Hire a local assistant, $10 an hour, you know, $10.50 an hour. Give them $200, $210 a week to work 20 hours. When you're talking about the phone calls, you know what I mean? When I say phone calls, 250 calls. You could get 250 calls off in 4 hours. And that's it. You know what I mean? They could do that every day. And then emails, they got time left over. See, get some emails, create some systems, and they can start building systems and programs within things, because, you know, we don't have to do everything manually that we had to before all of these new systems and programs and software that's available to us. There are things that you can robo-dial, that you can send, you know, mass emails, you know, text, SMS, SMS messages. That's not something I like to send to my referral sources, because some of these people, if you text them, you they'll block you. So you just got to be careful. Certain things aren't for text messaging, but I'm just saying, there's a lot of stuff out there for you to use. Get these people in your office, give them a chance, say, hey, look, just say, like, I'm working this program, this Millionaire X Factor program that I done got off some random dude on the internet podcast. I'm going to try to make it work. I'm going to implement some of this strategy. I'm going to do it for a month. And if I get some results, I'm won. You won. And I mean, you can lodge any, you don't even have to do it to logically see that if I go into the marketplace with this much momentum, with this much activity, there's no, it's only physics. The results is going to come back to me. So even if you don't get no client, you're going to be so much further along in opportunities and the relationships that you didn't build in that first month than you would have been if you hadn't done nothing, if you didn't what you've been doing for the next year. You know, just meeting one person here and there. But get an assistant, $200 a week could do a lot of that stuff for you. Get it done. You could be at work doing your day job. They could be at your office, at your home office, or at their place working, you know, in a satellite situation, and you know, getting this stuff done using apps like Slack, where y'all can, you know, talk and communicate and do a lot of work, you know, work chats and stuff like that with each other through sites like Slack. Create an unpaid college intern program. You can do that. You have a legitimate company. You can go to a community college and create an internship program where you just want to, your program is going to consist of, you're going to be working in a startup. This is a startup. This is a new company. And you're going to be, you know, unpaid college intern. And what you're going to get out of working at these, you know, you're going to get out credits towards your class. You know, everybody taking entrepreneur classes, business classes, and stuff like that. You go down to the facility, go down to the college, set up with the administration and get your program set up. And then they'll send you students. You got more people doing all this stuff. And they love the internet. They love to be on Facebook. They're gonna come up with so much stuff for you that you could take over the world if you create the systems, get schedules, and build teams. So, and then also get volunteers. That's another thing I would just suggest. And learn to scale the unscalable. All of these things are hard to do, but if you figure it out, you take your time, get it done, you can scale the unscalable, and you can really make some serious impact in your company, in your business. This is Alan Chaney. This is the Millionaire X Factor going into 2020. Let's do it. Let's really make some strong impact this year and take our business to the next level. Peace.